This is a meeting of the San Francisco Port Commission for February 25th, 2025. Roll call. President Kimberly Brandon.
Here.
Vice President Gail Gilman.
Present.
Commissioner Willie Adams.
Here.
Commissioner Stephen Engblom.
Here.
Commissioner Stephen Lee.
Here.
Item 2 is the approval of minutes for the February 11th, 2025 Port Commission meeting.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes.
Item 3 is the land acknowledgement. The San Francisco Port Commission acknowledges that we are on the unceded ancestral homeland of the Ramaytush Ohlone, who are the original inhabitants of the San Francisco Peninsula. As the indigenous stewards of this land, and in accordance with their traditions, the Ramaytush Ohlone have never ceded, lost, nor forgotten their responsibilities as the caretakers of this place, as well as for all peoples who reside in their traditional territory. We recognize that we benefit from living and working on their traditional homeland. We wish to pay our respects by acknowledging the ancestors, elders, and relatives of the Ramaytush Ohlone community, and by affirming their sovereign rights as First Peoples. Item 4 is announcements. Please be advised that the ringing of and use of cell phones and similar sound-producing electronic devices are prohibited at this meeting. A member of the public has up to 3 minutes to make public comments on each agenda item, unless the Port Commission adopts a shorter period on any item. Public comments must be in respect to the current agenda item. The Commission will take in-person and remote public comment on each item, beginning with commenters in person. For remote public comment, dial 1-415-655-0001 and enter access code 2663-641-3414, #, then dial *3 to raise your hand to comment on the item being discussed. An audio prompt will signal when it is your turn to speak. If you are watching this meeting on SFGov TV, there is a short broadcasting delay. To not miss your chance to comment, please dial when the item you want to comment on is announced, mute your device, and listen to the meeting from your telephone, which has no delay. Item 5 is public comment on items not listed on the agenda.
Thank you. We will now take public comment on items not listed on the agenda. Is there any public comment in the room? If not, do we have anyone on the phone?
Yes, there is one caller for public comment. Opening the first line now.
Thank you.
Hello, Commission. This is Greg Champeau. I was hoping you could comment on the current status of the ports and the USACE's draft San Francisco flood study. There were 2 points. My understanding was it was to go to Congress in the fourth quarter of this year for approval and possible funding. And then since then, given SB 272, both BCDC and the California Coastal Commission issued the what they call RSAP, which is a sea level rise planning guidelines, which might impact what was our flood study recommendations. Could you comment on that at all, please?
Thank you for your call, but unfortunately, because it's not on the agenda, we cannot comment on it, but I'm sure we will have an item on it in the near future. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Are there any other callers?
There are no other callers for public comment at this time.
Thank you. Public comment is closed. Next item, please.
Item 6 is the Executive Director's Report. For callers who wish to make public comments on this item, please dial *3 to raise your hand to comment.
Good afternoon, President Brandon, Vice President Gilman, members of the Commission, members of the public and port staff. I am Elaine Forbes, the Executive Director. Over the past few weeks, the port has been the center of dynamic and high-profile events that have not only showcased our incredible waterfront, but also demonstrated the hard work and dedication of our team. I'm excited to share the latest updates on our economic vitality, equity initiatives, and key sustainability projects. First, on economic vitality. Earlier this month, the NBA All-Star Tournament and Chinese Lunar New Year celebration brought hundreds and thousands of residents and visitors, and the port was able to shine. Our waterfront was safe, clean, and vibrant, thanks in a large part to the terrific preparations executed by our maintenance and security staff. In the days leading up to the events held at Chase Center and Pier 48. Port staff collaborated internally and with our counterparts in city departments to ensure permitting and safety needs were handled and that everyone was welcome to our waterfront. As you know, big crowds can bring unpermitted activity, and our security department with the SFPD worked very collaboratively to ensure that unpermitted food and sales of counterfeit items were handled and tackled, and that we had a very safe waterfront. There were many hours put into the event, and the eyes and the region were on San Francisco, and our staff stepped up. We will continue this momentum with coming events, too. We have the 47th Lunar New Year run that will take place on the Embarcadero on Sunday, March 2nd. This is an annual fundraiser benefiting the Chinatown YMCA's Physical Education Program and Community Center, which serves 1,600 youth and families in Chinatown. The run will begin at Grant Avenue and Sacramento Street at 8 a.m., but the route crosses the Embarcadero at North Point Street and at Washington Street, and our streets will be closed for 30 minutes prior to the race time and open when the runners and walkers have finished. Another exciting event is Sail GP, and it's returning to San Francisco for racing on March 22nd and 23rd. Sail GPT is a global sailing championship where national teams race in high-tech, high-speed, 50-foot, catamarans with speeds above 60 miles per hour. The race takes place in iconic international venues around the world, and it's no surprise that they've chosen San Francisco again for the race. We continue to be a wonderful location to enjoy sailing. We will also be hosting a base camp the fourth year in a row on our southern waterfront. And this base camp saw approximately 60 kids per day last year in a program called Inspire Learning. This learning program is an educational program that teaches sailing and also teaches STEM, science, technology, and engineering, art, and math, with the goal to leave a positive legacy on local communities and build a sustainable future. Thank you to our maritime team as they ensure that opportunities for our youth and for all are at the forefront in all events and efforts that you lead. And more great news for economic vibrancy and our Fisherman's Wharf neighborhood. On Tuesday, February 18th, I joined the mayor's office for a tour to see firsthand the changes that the port and our partners, specifically the Community Benefits District, have accomplished in the area. We're excited to showcase the progress of the area and look forward to working with the mayor's office to continue our efforts to a vibrant and economically strong Fisherman's Wharf for generations to come. One last item on economic vitality. Commissioners, upon request from President Brandon at the last commission meeting, you were offered a briefing of the port's 10-year capital plan. And we are happy to report that Commissioner Engblom had excellent input on how to refine the document. And we are working on those refinements, and port staff requests to bring an updated plan to you March 11th for review and final approval. Beyond economic vitality, we are committed to fostering an inclusive waterfront. Let me now turn to our efforts in advancing equity. I'd like to highlight the Black Digital Art Collective in partnership with Hudson Properties Art Exhibit on the second floor here in the Ferry Building. We are also excited to host the eighth year of our renowned Port Contract Open House, which is an annual event, an excellent opportunity for diverse small businesses to learn about the opportunities we have in contracting and also to meet other firms that they can partner with. As we look ahead to the future, we're deeply engaged in projects that will shape our long-term resilience and sustainability. I'd like to report on offshore wind today. Michael Martin, Assistant Port Director and Chief Operating Officer, has returned from an offshore wind conference in Long Beach that took place last week, Thursday and Friday. He joined Lieutenant Governor Kunalakis, former Port Commissioner, and David Hochschild, Chair of the California Energy Commission, and many others at the conference. The conference was an opportunity for ports, state and local governments, and private industry stakeholders to come together and reaffirm the state's goals to 25 gigawatts of offshore wind floating energy generation to further mitigate air emissions and climate change impacts of California's energy portfolio. While there is some uncertainty, the conference attendees expressed broad support for the public and private partnerships that will be collaborating on addressing the many challenging aspects of this development. During Mike's panel discussion, he expressed our interest in moving forward and what it will take to pursue strategies to bring the investments we need and the capital upgrades to our marine terminals to prepare for offshore wind. The write-off policy. Commissioners, consistent with the write-off policy adopted pursuant to Resolution 22-11, port staff provided a report summarizing three accounts which are recommended for write-off this month. You will have 30 days to review before we process. If anyone has a concern, please let me know. In closing, it's with a heavy heart that I report that FX Crowley passed away February 11th. Commissioner Francis X. Crowley was a labor relations consultant, helping labor unions and businesses collaborate on resolving differences. He spent 30 years with the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, Local 16 in San Francisco. He performed valuable service to the city, serving on three commissions, including Civil Service, our Port Commission, and the SFPUC across 15 years. Commissioner Crowley served as our Port Commissioner from 2010 to 2012. Many of us had the privilege of working with him, specifically on the Maritime Preservation Policy, which continues to protect critical waterfront assets and jobs today. I respectfully request that we adjourn today's Port Commission in his honor. And as we move forward, commissioners, I'm inspired and dedicated by the dedication of our team, the vision of our commissioners, and the resilience of our waterfront community. Thank you for your leadership. It remains an honor to serve alongside you during this pivotal time for the port in San Francisco. That concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you. Great report. We will now open it up for public comment. Is there any public comment in the room on the executive director's report? Seeing none, do we have anyone on the phone?
At this time, there are no callers for public comment.
Thank you. Commissioner Lee.
Nothing really to say other than I'm glad we're moving along. I mean, springtime's coming. I just, you know, with the the new ferry dock, you know, to bring more business down there, I think it's going to be quite fun to catch it at the ferry building and go that way, or catch it at the at the blue and white. I mean, will they be able to pick it up down at the north side as well to head over to Chase maybe in the future? Does anybody know?
May we get back to you on that?
Okay. Yeah. But other than that, great report. Thank you, Lily.
Thank you. Commissioner Ingram.
Thank you, Director Forbes, for the report. I'm struck by, you know, how when we talk about these events, they're really great reminders that how we're delivering for the city's priorities. And I think what would be very helpful, I think I read in the Chronicle that just that single MBA event had a $350 million economic impact for the city and drew 10,000 people to the city. So I think just as a good reminder for ourselves, like, just so like every time anybody reads anything about stuff happening at the port, that we remind ourselves, like, right now in a time of economic, you know, priorities, we talk about impact, we talk about job creation, visitor counts, that sort of thing. Because I think if we help people understand that we're the headline, you know, that this is why it's important, right? So that's the only thing I would say. And I don't know about the sailing event, like if there's a way that we can, you know, highlight that whenever we're, you know, putting out digestible bullet points about that kind of economic impact. And thank you for letting us know about Commissioner Crowley. It's a good bit of history. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Adams.
President Brandon, no comments.
Vice President Gilman.
Thank you, Director Forbes, for a great report. And I want to just echo Commissioner Emblem. I think it's really important that we remind, you know, that as an enterprise department, we actually every day contribute to the economic base and the general fund in San Francisco by having a clean, safe, and vibrant waterfront and bringing visitors. And I actually think we should be punching that up wherever we can. Not every enterprise department has that direct through line on how it contributes by having its own enterprise perform well within its envelope or dollars. It then generates dollars out there in San Francisco. And I think with everything in the mayor's priorities, that's something that we should always remind the citizens of San Francisco about. And I just do really also want to, you know, commend you on our ongoing equity work. As someone for the 6.5 years I've been on this commission, it's something I know that President Brandon championed early on when she joined. And I think it is so important, particularly in these times, that we continue to focus on that and to have a place both for our contractors through the open contracting house that we're having, but also for our staff, that they feel heard, welcome, and included. And so just really want to commend you for all your work on that. That concludes my comments.
Thank you. Elaine, thank you so much for a great report. I agree with my fellow commissioners that, you know, the port does an outstanding job in helping the city prepare and execute events, but we really don't get a lot of the credit. And just the fact that there were so many people here for the All-Star Game, for on the New Year's Eve, the Lunar New Year Parade, and so many other events. And I think it went flawlessly. I thought the city just did an outstanding job overall managing that many people at one time. And so many of them were here on our waterfront and enjoying our waterfront. So again, I want to congratulate the staff because they do an amazing job in making the city look good along with our beautiful waterfront. I think it's absolutely wonderful that that Mike participated in the Offshore Wind Conference, because I think that would be a big opportunity for us. And I think it's that we have to let the state and everyone else know that we're interested and we're ready and we're prepared. So thank you so much for your participation. And it's so sad to hear about FX. I did have the opportunity to serve with him, and he was a great commissioner, and definitely going to keep his family in our prayers, and we definitely want to close the meeting in his memory. Thank you. Next item, please.
Item 7 is the consent calendar. For callers who wish to make public comment on the consent calendar, please dial *3 to raise your hand to comment. 7A requests authorization to issue a request for qualifications for as-needed environmental and planning services for 3 contracts, each in an amount not to exceed $6 million, with a term of 5 years and creation of a pre-qualified pool for a term of 2 years. This is Resolution 2508. Item 7B requests authorization to issue a request for qualifications for as-needed engineering and related services for 4 contracts each in an amount not to exceed $5 million with a term of 5 years and creation of a pre-qualified pool for a term of 2 years. This is Resolution 2509. And Item 7C requests authorization to advertise for competitive bids for construction contract number 2878, Mission Bay Ferry Landing Phase 2A, Marine Demolition and Mattress for an anticipated contract amount of $8,500,000. This is Resolution 2510.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
I move the consent calendar.
Second.
Thank you. We have Rebecca Gross.
Good afternoon, commissioners. My name is Rebecca Groves. I'm a resident of Dog Patch, a board member of the Green Benefit District, and an active member of the Dog Patch Neighborhood Association. I want to express my deepest gratitude for you for building Crane Cove Park and recently opening the public restrooms, the YMCA, and Dog Patch Paddle in Building 54, making not only the shoreline, but the water of the bay accessible to recreators in the southern waterfront. I have a 7-year-old daughter for whom Crane Cove has been a lifelong favorite destination, where she's learned to scoot, bike, roller skate, hunt for crabs, and accompany me on paddleboard rides. This year, she's finally old enough to learn to paddleboard herself at Dog Patch Paddle Summer Camp, and she couldn't be more thrilled about that. We're also thrilled about the addition of the new electric ferry terminal in Mission Bay, which will open up many more shoreline adventures to our family, and we hope might even allow my wife to commute across the bay by ferry on her teaching days at UC Berkeley. I realize that planning for the Mission Bay ferry has long been underway and represents a tremendous effort by the port over many years. However, it is greatly concerning to me and to many other parents and local business owners I've talked to that the terminal and path of the high-speed ferry is currently planned to be within a couple hundred feet of the Agua Vista Public Fishing Pier and less than a quarter mile from the Crane Cove on-water recreation area. Pier 54, roughly equidistant from Chase Stadium on the north side as Agua Vista Park is to the south, has recently been vacated of the businesses occupying it and would offer a superior location for the new ferry service from multiple perspectives. It would, one, avoid endangering kayakers and paddlers in and around Crane Cove, two, respect and preserve public fishing at Agua Vista Pier, three, restore the existing bay fill structure at Pier 54 to productive public use, and four, as Pier 54 is much bigger than the proposed structure at Agua Vista, it could also provide additional space for business opportunities to service ferry passengers and Bayfront Park visitors. I understand that relocating the terminal to Pier 54 would require adjustments to existing plans. However, the long-term benefits to safety, recreation access, and commercial opportunities justifies this reconsideration. I respectfully urge the Commission to conduct a safety and feasibility assessment of the Pier 54 alternative and present these findings to the public before proceeding with construction. Thank you for your consideration of this vital community safety and access issue.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment in the room? Do we have anyone on the phone?
At this time, there are no callers for public comment.
Public comment is closed. Okay. We have a motion and a second. Is there any comment or question?
We already have a motion?
Yes, we have a motion.
Sorry, can you, I must have missed the motion.
We made a motion to move the consent agenda, which opened it up for public comment.
Oh, okay, got it.
It's okay.
I was listening to the comments, so I wasn't sure if it was related.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
The consent calendar passes. Resolutions 2508, 2509, and 2510 are adopted. I would like to ask.
Yes. I was thinking when I heard the public comment that I wanted to connect the commenter to David Beaupre, our planning director, who is here, who has done quite a bit of work on both the park and the ferry, and to have further discussions. And you can look at the work we performed to date, and we'd like to be in dialogue with you.
Thank you. Next item, please.
Item 8A requests approval of a proposed new lease with Everett and Jones Barbecue SF International LLC, a California limited liability company, for approximately 4,363 square feet of a two-story restaurant space located at 300 Jefferson Street for a term of 10 years with 2 5-year options to renew, subject to Board of Supervisors approval. This is Resolution 2511. And for callers who wish to make public comment on this item, please dial star 3 to raise your hand to comment.
Hi, Commissioners. I'm Don Cavanaugh, Senior Property Manager for the Port of San Francisco. I'm bringing the next evolution, but not the last, I hope, of a new lease at Fisherman's Wharf with Everett and Jones. So a little bit of history. 300 Jefferson Street was Lou's Crab Shack. They closed in 2020. In the pandemic, and in August of 2023, we terminated that lease. By November, can you advance the slide? Thank you. By November of 2023, we hired Maven Commercial to list not only Lou's Crab Shack, but also the next door restaurant Pompey's, 490 Jefferson, and 8 Alioto. Today, we're focused on Lou's Crab Shack. So by early 2024, Maven undertook an extensive marketing campaign, which involved sending out more than 2,000 email solicitations to the retail brokerage community, operators, and others. They proactively reached out to more than 100 restaurateurs who they have contacts with. There were social media postings, and they ultimately conducted about 35 tours of the property, with some people coming more than once. As of the end of this process, we received 5 viable letters of intent. One was Everett & Jones. One was for a fast casual chicken restaurant. There was a nightlife venue with theater and full bar, Southern Cajun cuisine, and an entertainment bar with robots. So we convened a panel in May of 2023, which was comprised of 2 Port staff members, neither of which were involved in the process or the portfolio, and an outside consultant that was recommended by Elaine. So that panel convened, reviewed all the proposals, and unanimously selected Everett & Jones as the leading prospect. So next slide. Thank you. So there's more information about Everett Jones on the slide, but generally Everett & Jones is a well-known barbecue restaurant in Jack London Square. They have another location in Oakland and another one in Antioch. And the flagship location in Oakland is Jack London Square, is well known as a community gathering point. Everett & Jones also offers music at that location, which brings a sense of community. So then Everett & Jones satisfies several strategic plan elements, including economic recovery because there's new revenue, economic growth because the improvements in the property will add value to the asset, equity, because Everett & Jones is a Black-owned business, and it's bringing a new food concept with music that we think will attract tourists and locals alike. The essential business terms of the lease. So this is going to be a 10-year lease with 2 5-year options. They have 180 days of free rent. The first year is 5% of gross revenues or $10,000, or no less than $10,000. It goes up in year 2 to $13,000, and the percentage rent goes to 6%. Year 3, the rent goes up to $14,500, still at 6%, and 3% increases thereafter. The 3% increases would continue into each option period. We also have what's called a minimum gross sales threshold, because we want to ensure that the restaurant succeeds, and if they don't succeed, we want to have the option of shaking hands and being able to go our own ways. We don't think that's going to happen, but we built it in just in case. The port is going to provide an $800,000 tenant improvements allowance, which is $183 a square foot. The bulk of that money is going to go towards improvements that are required by the Department of Public Health for a permit. The allowance will be paid directly to the tenant upon receipt of copies of invoices from the contractor. So we're providing money to Everett & Jones to then pay the contractor. Everett & Jones had to go through a process to become a city vendor to be eligible to receive payments. So next slide. So Port staff recommends the Port Commission accept Everett & Jones as a successful proposal for 300 Jefferson, authorize the executive director to forward the lease to the board for approval, and upon such approval, authorize the executive director to execute the lease. And so I also want to note that both Santino D. Rose from Maven Commercial and Dorcia White from Everett & Jones are here in case you have questions for them. But now I stand ready to answer questions.
Thank you so much, Don. Do either one of you want to say anything before we open it up to public comment?
Excuse me. Hello, I'm Dorcia White, third generation. Legacy business. My grandmother started this business in 73. My mother took it to another level. when she opened the first sit-down in 1999, and I've been her right-hand woman from the time she opened up. 4 years ago, my beloved mother passed away. She passed the torch. I'm ready to take it to the next level. I feel like San Francisco would be a great fit for us. We were here in San Francisco in 89, right before the earthquakes happened in 89, and that's how our building was destroyed and we left San Francisco. I'd love to be back here and just continue my family's legacy. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Is there any public comment? Oh, can I have a motion?
I have a motion to move the item.
Second.
Thank you. Is there any public comment in the room? Seeing none, do we have anyone on the phone?
At this time, there are no callers for public comment.
Thank you. Public comment is closed. Commissioner Adams.
I support the resolution, and it couldn't even be more fitting that as we're in the last week of Black History Month, and Black History is every day, but to have that and to have you here and to talk about your lineage and your legacy, and you're going to continue to pass the torch on. You have my full support and best of luck.
Thank you. Commissioner Lee.
Well, I think the lease, it's a very good opportunity. Probably the best kind of deal I've seen, you know, for a small business on the port, and I think you're very lucky. This is something that I've been, you know, wanting staff to encourage other small business people to do. But I have some questions for the operator. Can I ask you a few things?
Sure.
So you have a couple of other restaurants outside the city. Are you going to be here on site a lot of the times to get it ramped up and kind of greet your old customers from 89 to come visit?
Great question. So it's me along with my three sisters who will be running it. I currently run the Jack London location, and they've decided that I'd be the person to run the San Francisco. So I'll be here day to day in the San Francisco location.
And I mean, the food concept is perfect for that look, especially the building, the way it looks. Are you planning to bring entertainment also?
Yes, we our concept has always been barbecue, beer, and blues music.
Perfect.
And so Lou's is already a blues. When we went into the building, it just felt like us already, so it was actually perfect.
I used to go to Lou's a lot, and one of my employees loved it there. And it has such a reputation, but I think it's been gone so long that you're going to have to rebuild it over again, I think, with the food and everything. I don't really have any other things other than if you need some support from me, because I'm an entertainment guy, you know.
Oh, wow, yes.
And a small business. So if you need some help from me, I would love to give you some hand if you need some local, you know, people to help you with the sound or whatever. Because when I walked through the place when it was empty, I mean, some things were still there. I don't think you have to do a whole lot.
Yeah, some things are there.
Right. So I wish you a lot of luck. And again, you are very lucky. This is a very, in my opinion anyway, for being on port, I would love to have this kind of deal. And I'm hoping more people out there will come up and talk to staff that let's get that area going again. And I think you're going to have a great opportunity. So
Thank
I support
you.
This.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Commissioner Ingram.
I just have one more question before you sit down. I thank you for sharing your family history with us. I'm just curious, where was your restaurant in 89 before the earthquake in San Francisco?
Do you know the location? Third, I was a little girl, but it was on Third, I think, kind of by Candlestick. Because
yeah,
I remember there was
in the middle.
In the middle, right there, yeah.
Of Third.
Okay, yeah. Thanks. I don't have any other questions, but good luck.
Thank you. Vice President Gilman.
I just want to say I think we're all really excited for this opportunity, and I really just want to also say it's so exciting to see that our broker policy is really bringing in businesses like that. You know, I think with the panel, with the fact that we had a slate of folks that the commission was able to give you parameters, and we were able to do this in a process that is probably less intensive and more friendly to small local businesses, which is exactly what we want to get on the waterfront. We don't need, you know, another, I don't know, do they even still have Applebee's? We don't need that on the waterfront. What we need are these local homegrown Bay Area businesses, and I really think our leasing strategy of using brokers with guardrails is really achieving that. So I'm really wanted to congratulate the real estate team and Maven for bringing this opportunity. And to the owner, I think we will all be there for you when on opening night. Cannot wait to have, I don't think they call it, I know in the South they call it, you know, I want three bones and a slide. So I can't wait to have that. And anyway, we can help elevate your business or announce it to the public. I live on the Northeast waterfront near that area. I think locals will be really, really excited. There's nothing like that in North Beach or that section of town. So I wish you lots of luck, and we're excited to see you open.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Don, thank you so much for the report. And this is an exciting opportunity. I think this is our first restaurant opening, and I don't know how long, but definitely since the pandemic. So for you to take the risk to move to the waterfront and expand your locations. I think I've been to every one of them, so I can testify how good Everett and Jones is. but for you to come to the waterfront is an exciting opportunity for you and for the port. And so we all encourage you to do well, and we'll be there, of course, on opening night, plus afterwards, and wishing you much success. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The resolution 2511 is adopted.
Item 9 is new business.
I've recorded one item for new business, which is an update on the flood study, which goes over, in particular, any impacts from the sea level rise planning work that BCDC is doing, among other updates. Is there any other new business?
I just kind of, for my own personal information in the future, when we do these scoring, you know, I see the breakdown, but I don't know if that's even necessary, but just for my own thing, maybe to add, like, I kind of like to know, you have four different restaurants here, and where were their strength was? Was it less in operation? Was it less in equity? I kind of like to know where the operator is coming from as far as, I mean, it's not just financial, it's whether or not they run a good business or not. I kind of like to know that. So I don't know, in future reports, we can have a little paragraph on that.
Any other new business?
I was just hoping that we could possibly schedule two. I know we have to work around my schedule, Commissioner Lee's and Fisherman's Wharf Revitalized, but I think with all this action happening at the waterfront and nicer weather, I think it meant getting up early, Commissioner Lee. I think we had pledged that we were going to go see, I don't know when salmon season starts. I want to hit it when there's actually a lot of work happening, but we're going to go tour and see the fishers at work, I think at like 5 a.m. or something, so we could see the impacts of it. So I just wanted to remind the maritime staff, since I saw them in the audience, that we wanted to have that tour.
Is there any other new business? If not, can I have a motion to adjourn in memory of F.X. Crowley?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 The motion passes. I think this is the shortest meeting ever. But a great meeting, so thank you. Thank you.